Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, welcome. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here, Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for joining me for a time of prayer, delving into the Word of God, which is the Word of Life, strengthening us in our pro-life commitment. Let's put ourselves in His presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we come before You with repentance for our sins. We have all sinned and fallen short of Your glory, and that is why we rejoice that we have a Savior. We bathe in His blood, one drop of which can cleanse a billion worlds of sin. We stand under the torrent of His mercy, and we rejoice. We rejoice because today, no matter what sins we have committed in the past, we even heal ex-abortionists. No matter what sins we have committed in the past, we are a new creation today in Christ, and we take up His mantle, and we drink of His Spirit, and we proclaim His kingdom, and we joyfully, vigorously carry out the work He has given us to do today, no matter what has gone before. We rejoice in St. Paul turning around and starting a whole new life, writing so much of the New Testament, being the apostle to the Gentiles. We rejoice today in the newness of life that Your Spirit and Your Word give us. May we understand Your Word more deeply, live it more faithfully, and proclaim it more effectively. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. He is leader and savior. He, Jesus, is at the right hand of the Father. Notice, distinct from the Father, and yet equal to the Father, at His right hand. And here's the fascinating, wonderful thing that we're celebrating in the Easter season. There at His right hand, the Son is also human. At God's right hand, equal to the Father, in eternal glory, is our human flesh and blood and bones and heart and lungs and liver. Jesus has and is His human body right now. He never lost it. Who's at the right hand of God? The Son of God, that's the person. The person is divine. But who's at the right hand of God? One who shares a human nature. A human body, a human soul is at the right hand of God. That's our hope. And that's why He's leader and savior. He leads us. How? By granting us repentance. We are here with all our misconceptions and sins and weaknesses. We are here with all our limitations. Jesus is at the right hand of God. He looks at us and He leads us. by helping us understand through the Holy Spirit who gives witness to these things and through others who are witnesses who are proclaiming the gospel of God in the Holy Spirit, he leads us to recognize what we have to repent of. That's leading. It's not just affirming. Affirming. Oh, I love you just the way you are. No, he leads us. He's leader by granting repentance. He's telling us, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're not doing. And change. So he leads us. Repentance and forgiveness. It's not repentance and wallowing in despair. It's repentance and forgiveness. Repentance, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for what I failed to do. I'm going to change now. As I was saying in the prayer, we begin a new life every day. I'm going to change now. And God says, yes, I'm meeting you right there at your repentance. And I'm going to lead you into this new life, leader and savior. Who's our leader? You know, many people are, you know, complaining this day. On the left, they complain about everything that's good and right. They complain about Christian nationalism or proclaiming Christ as king. He's leader. Who's the leader of our life? Who's the ultimate person we obey? Who's the one that sets policy for our life? There's only one answer to that for the believer, for the Christian disciple. It's Jesus Christ, exalted at the right hand of God as leader and savior. And if in him we find this repentance, this leadership, this salvation, we urgently proclaim him to others. And we urgently work to bring society into line with him, Christian nationalism. Now, you know what the other side is concerned about? That we're actually going to exercise our influence in society as if Christ were our leader. He is. And so we're going to vote that way. He is. So we're going to lobby that way. He is. So that we're going to proclaim publicly his way of life. It's not something just private to us. He's leader, not just of us individually. He's leader of all. And so we proclaim to all who the Lord, who the King is. We utilize the natural processes of voting, elections, lawmaking. We respect those processes, but we will lead them in the direction of Christ's kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, of justice, love, and peace. Those are the characteristics of his kingdom. It's not about making laws that say you have to believe in the Trinity, receive the Eucharist, go to Mass, and follow the Pope. There's religious freedom. But that's precisely the freedom to seek, grasp, and live the truth without having earthly authority force you to violate your conscience or tell you to shut up about preaching the Word of God. Here in the Acts of the Apostles passage we just read, it wasn't civil but religious authority that was telling the apostles, stop preaching. And they rightly pointed out, and some miss this because they think religious authority on earth is the ultimate authority. No, it's not. It's Jesus Christ who is leader, exalted at the right hand of God. Only he ultimately is the one to whom we owe total and unquestioning obedience. Only Jesus Christ. Not even the religious leaders who represent him. God exalted him as his right hand as leader and savior to grant repentance and forgiveness of sins. May we embrace his leadership. May we follow him. May we proclaim him. That's how we build a culture of life. And because he is leader, that's why we're confident in victory. Not because we're overconfident in our own strength or our own wisdom or our own anything. If he is leader, does that not give us confidence of victory? He is leader. We have leadership roles, but don't confuse that with ultimately being the leader. Otherwise, you put too much burden on your own shoulders. He is leader. He will continue to lead. And where he leads, there is life. repentance, forgiveness, salvation, and victory. Amen. God and Father, you have exalted Jesus Christ, whom those whose hearts were closed to you did not recognize, and crucified him, hanging him on a tree. Oh, the depths of the darkness that day. Oh, the depths of the darkness of those who trust in their own leadership or who blindly follow other leaders without even subjecting them to the rightful criticism that comes from holding them to the standard of the Word of God. Those apostles were not to obey the Sanhedrin, were not to do so. And Lord God, they had the wisdom. They had eyes open enough and minds mature enough to realize that any command from any other human being always has to be subject to you. Always, no matter who they are, no matter what they're saying, they're subject to you. Thank you for the leader, Jesus Christ, King of the nations, Lord of all, and our only hope of salvation. May we proclaim him to all the world vigorously and confidently. And with his leadership, may we have the confidence that we will overcome the culture of death, that we will free people from slavery, that we will raise them up from despair, and that indeed we will see your salvation. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thanks, friends, for joining me. There are some people only you can reach to invite them to come into these broadcasts, so I encourage you to continue doing that, continue supporting our ministry. Stay tuned to our main website, endabortion.us. and to all our other broadcasts on endabortion.tv. Social media at Fr. Frank Pavone. Thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Father Dennis Wild, Associate Director of Priests for Life. Been in the organization for 25 years, and it's marvelous because I want to tell you today about financial support for one of our most effective pro-life ministries in the world. Priests for Life has been leading the fight against abortion for decades. We are led by a strong and varied team of pro-life activists and experts in mobilizing churches, electing pro-life candidates, leading prayer efforts, publishing and broadcasting, healing the wounds of abortion, uniting pro-life leaders in strategy, meetings, defending life in the international arena. All of this, Priests for Life does not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have very high evaluations among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000. That's 321-500-1000. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.